What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Joe Gallo. Mary Mac Warriors here with me on the Boss Man Show. Joe, good to see you, man. How's life up there in Andover, man?
Life is great. When I saw, you know, some of these different invites come through, I was excited for this one when it came popping across the email. So always great to be on talking hoops with you.
Man, good to see you in Atlanta, man. It's good to see you at Lake Point, man. It was fun to chat with you, man, over there, man. Tell me about it. How's the fun that we go on that road in July, man, to get to see potential young men to be a part of your program, man?
Yeah, it's great. You know, and even in the way they, you know, the way the calendar's been, you know, with the weekends, we get to, you know, spend some time with our own teams, kind of Monday through Thursday. And then, you know, you're kind of flying out and seeing some prospective, you know, student athletes over the weekend. So it's always good getting out and seeing the future. And You know, we've had a good mix over the years of, you know, some young high school guys, and now everyone's kind of going the transfer route, but we still believe in recruiting high school kids. We started two freshmen last year, along with some transfers as well that will help us. But I think there's still a lot of value in getting out there and seeing these young guys play.
Now, Joe, me and you play, we practiced October 15th and had to get ready in 3 weeks. I can't imagine those old days, like, now where they get the spring and the summer and the fall prep before practice starts. Now, trying to get ready with this portal world we're in 3 weeks before game on November 6th. That would be crazy.
I know. I just said that because I looked down, you know, it said practice, whatever number it is, and October 17th. And I said the same thing to Phil Gaetano, my assistant. I said, remember the days? I said, we only had, you know, even not that long ago, like when I was with Andy Toole at Robert Morris, up until October 15th, you had your preseason, but you could only have four guys on the court at a time. And we still figured out a way to have everything in by the time the games come. So there's a lot of time now. It's, you know, I think we're all in that time of the year where our team would like to play against somebody else. You know, we all have some scrimmages coming up. Guys have been beating each other up since July. So it'll be good to play against someone wearing a different jersey than us.
Yeah, that 4-2 basket was funny back in the day, man. It was
4-2 crazy. A hoop. 4-2 a hoop. Limited hours, much less time. Summer access was only 4 guys on the court at a time when there was even summer access. So, yeah, it was when I first got this job and we were Division II, there was no summer access. So we would, you know, we'd see our guys on the last day of class early May, and we wouldn't see them again until September. So I think there's some beauty in that as well, you know, getting away from each other, then coming back. But, it's different times, but there's plenty of time to get ready. You just got to keep your team healthy and keep everybody engaged for a pretty long period of time.
Man, do you believe it's going to your 8th year, man? I know Merrimack's where you played at now. It's your 8th year, the head coach. Has it flown by for you, Joe?
It really has. You know, even this, you know, we were 3 years Division II. And then even this transition, which, you know, everyone always asks, how was it not being able to play in the, you know, the time just kind of flew by. You know, one of the years was the first year was great because we won the regular season championship. We weren't really worried about anything else. Year 2 was COVID. Year 3 was probably the toughest year. And then, you know, last year with the year we had winning the regular season and the tournament championship, we kind of ended on such a high note. But I think we got through that transition pretty well and we survived it. And now there's some new excitement around the program finally being eligible to be able to play in an NCAA tournament.
No doubt, man, because I mean, for transitioning school, man, you all won a lot. Because a lot of traditional schools don't win. But you all came in winning. That's like, man, that's a hell of an accomplishment because a lot of teams struggle when they make the move from D2 to D1.
Yeah, yep. You know, it helped early. We had a good group of seniors that first year. We were going to be a, you know, really, it wasn't like we were just some middle-of-the-road Division II team. You know, we won our conference, which is a really good conference the year before. We had everybody back. We were probably a top 10 in the country type of team if we were going to be Division II that year. So, you know, that helped that we had some older guys. 3 of our starters all played together in high school at St. Anthony in Jersey City, and they were seniors that first Division I year. And, you know, that kind of rolled out the carpet for us to have some success early. And then, you know, we've kind of just kept the momentum and have had some good years here. So we got to now build on that. I always said it was, you know, a dream of mine to see my alma mater on a bracket, going out to all the offices all over the country and seeing Merrimack on that NCAA Field of 68 bracket. And, you know, hopefully the time will come sooner than later.
No doubt, Joe. And I'm going to ask you this, man, talk about the staff you hired, man. You add some guys to your staff over the offseason. Talk about those guys, what they bring to your staff here going forward, buddy.
Yeah, so we got, you know, Javaris Hayes, who, you know, he's the winningest player, you know, all time in school history, most wins. He's, you know, just was a phenomenal player here. He was the starting point guard for 4 years. Kind of, I always say I kind of grew up with him as a coach. You know, we came in together and he was a freshman point guard. He led the country in assists and he led the country in turnovers in his freshman year. So there was some growing pains with both of us there. But he, you know, he played the last couple of years overseas and he's just an awesome addition. Like my favorite thing about Javaris outside of him being the player he was the same guy every single day, no matter how high or how low things were. And I just think for our guys to be around him and, you know, he can be in that locker room saying like, look, man, I was you guys not that long ago and just stay with it. You know, what we're preaching works, just got to stay with it. So, you know, having Javaris around has been great. Chris Moore brings a wealth of experience. He was at, Chris was an assistant coach at Merrimack when I played. And then when he left to go to University of New Hampshire, that's how I got into coaching. I got Chris's job at Merrimack. So he's been the associate head coach for a long time now at New Hampshire. And he's been a part of a lot of games and he just kind of brings that, you know, experienced presence of, you know, there's not a whole lot he hasn't seen. And he's also an alum. And then Cedric Gillette, who was with me last year as a grad assistant. We gave him a new title. We call him our quality control guy, like how football does, because he is our quality control. He's actually a pitcher. He's a three-sport athlete in high school. Pitcher on our baseball team. had a really good record last year as a pitcher, but he loves basketball. He wanted to be a coach. So he walked in my office one day and said, I'll do anything I can to help. And, you know, he's been a huge addition with all aspects of the program. He brings a ton of energy to and life to practice every day. He's getting guys extra work. He's on film. Anything any one of us needs, he's there for. So I was trying to think of a unique title for him and kind of just, you know, I didn't want to be like everybody else and say he's our director of analytics or he's our specialist. He's quality control because he helps us have good quality days every day. So it's been great. And now, you know, there's six of us and five of the six are alums. Right. So I think some, you know, everybody preaches this, you know, we're a family and this and that. And, you know, you could just kind of look down the bench at our coaching staff and five of the six guys are our Merrimack alums. So we've kept it in the family and it's worked out for us.
No doubt. And Joe, like you said, with Chris, like I said, for him, I feel like when you play different sports, it helps you get perspective. You know, I know for me playing football and basketball and baseball, I have a perspective. And my dad was a coach too, on top of that. So it's like I have a perspective of certain things to where I can relate to you all as coaches and players too, because my dad's a coach and I play different sports. And that really gives you a whole purview of different things to actually help with our staff and our team.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, most good teams or most organizations, regardless of what it is, they all have a lot of the same characteristics. And, you know, he was a guy that, you know, his coaches, his teammates spoke the world with him as a teammate. You know, I think he does bring a different kind of view of he's been in a lot of different locker rooms over the years and he's seen things that help win and things that help lose. And, you know, it's been cool to help him, you know, get started in his career. I think he's going to be a really good coach one day.
And Joe, for you, like I mentioned earlier, having a balanced roster, you got some high school guys on your roster, some sophomores as well, and some upperclassmen to go with those guys. So talk about having a great balanced roster. And with the way you all play, the attacking zone you play, guys are going to play, so they need to be ready regardless, you know, they're young.
Yep. And I think that's the hardest piece is it's a new – you know, that's why the summer has been huge for us, you know, getting guys in and having those 5-6 weeks in the summer to learn our system. But yeah, it's been, you know, each year guys get better and better at the defense, you know, regardless of, you know, it's not like we need this great athlete to be good at our defense. They just kind of learn the slides and rotation and get a little bit smarter. So we've been able to, you know, keep some good players and kind of help them grow along. And then, you know, we have some freshmen and then, you know, we got Samba Diallo, grad transfer from Manhattan. Jacob O'Connell's a grad transfer from Princeton. Armandis Plastowskis is a transfer from Northern Illinois. So we're still doing the transfer thing, but we also have Christian Foy, really good program. North Mech in Charlotte, North Carolina is a freshman. And then, you know, Bud Clark, who's a tremendous, tremendous point guard. He was first team all Philly Catholic League out of West Catholic. So, you know, it's been good. I think some people have been going all older. And, you know, I think we started two freshmen last year in our championship game. I think some of these high school kids are still getting overlooked and you could steal a couple really good players.
And Joe, I see you coming down here, man, for the Sanford MTE in Birmingham. I look at my schedule, think I can come over there on the 22nd. Seems like a good day to be come over there. But talk about that, coming down here for that, playing three good teams in Birmingham and Sanford and preparing your team for that NEC play.
Yeah, I think we've done a good job, some by design of challenging ourselves in the non-conference, some not by design. It's been harder and harder to get games. The better we've gotten and the more success we've had. So Sanford is, you know, they're a mid-major who's built a great reputation. You know, I think we like to just travel and give our guys different experiences and see different parts of the country and, you know, going out there and playing three games in 4 days and hopefully coming back with a couple of W's.
No doubt. You got Vermont. John Becker does a heck of a job up there at Vermont. Ohio State, Georgetown, Florida, Cincinnati, man. Those are five tough ones right there besides the MTE, man. You really challenge yourself for real, man.
Yeah, you know, it's good to have some guys who've been through that non-conference gauntlet with us who understand that what we want to do is be the best version of ourselves come January, February, March. So, you know, the Jordan Durkacs, the Devin Savage, Jalen Stinson, Jordan McCoy, guys that have been through it with us, they can sit there and go like, all right, guys, this is good for us. Like, this is going to make us better. If we go and you go out and lose a hard fought game at Ohio State or Cincinnati, you know, they know they've been through it. They could keep that locker room positive and know that the most important thing is just being ready for conference play. So it's we haven't made it easy on us, but I think it's fun for our guys, even in recruiting, to be able to show people we're not scared to play anybody. We'll go play anybody. And no, that's what these guys want. They want to challenge themselves against the best.
And Joe, talk about this, man. I feel like, you know, as a whole, your whole conference, trying to schedule better games so you all can move up a seed line so you're not throwing into that play-in game right away. I know you still get a unit for it if you win it, but trying to actually be in the field without having to get on a 16 line, maybe get up to a 15 line or a 14 line. Talk about that for you all as a whole, as a conference, trying to figure out ways to boost that seed line for the conference overall once you all win that conference tournament there.
Yeah, I mean, our schedule is set up for that. You know, if we could get a couple of these non-conference wins, I think, you know, the way we've set it up, we would be a team that would maybe not be in that playing game. But, you know, it's you got to win them. It's not just scheduling them. You got to go out and win a couple of them. So, again, we just want to be great after Christmas, make some adjustments in the non-conference, figure out, you know, certain rotations and, you know, all the things it takes to come together and be a really good team. And, but we're excited. I know we lost a lot on paper. You know, Jordan Miners at Virginia now and Javon Bennett at Dayton, Ziggy Reed, Youngstown State, you know, all good players, but, you know, we feel like with the guys we brought back, and some of the talent we brought in, that, you know, come January, we'll be right where we need to be.
And Joe, talk about this as well, being in Merrimack, about for your young men, the options of internships, networking outside of basketball, because, you know, I know when we play, we can really do a full internship with the way we play, but now with how the hours are and the limits, about using that to kind of get a holistic approach to it, so they can off the court be prepared for life after basketball as well, like you and I were.
Sure, yeah, and we're in a great area for that, you know, in the Boston area. A lot of different networks. This is a new one. Our Jacob O'Connell, who is a Princeton grad, he's going to go to med school, but he wanted to play one more year and use his COVID year to play. So he's been, you know, he's gone a couple Fridays and he goes down to a hospital in Boston and he'll, you know, shadow a doctor for a day. So, you know, we're in a great area for that. You know, we always tell guys, we do want guys who have aspirations of playing some sort of professional basketball. That's who we want, because we want them to have that drive throughout their career, whether it's overseas or in America, wherever it might be. But that ball does stop bouncing one day. So we're also trying to help, you know, set these guys up for life after basketball, whether it's 1 year out or it might even be, you know, 5-6 years removed. We're trying to help them out in that aspect in life as well.
But Joe, I hope to see you in Birmingham. Of course, I said my schedule works. Look, that looks pretty good. Hope to see when the Celtics come play the Hawks up there as well, man. So we'll figure it out, man. But you know, it's gonna be a fun year, man. I'll be cheering for you. Hopefully, we have this chat in March after you go to this big dance.
I was gonna say, hopefully you invite me back on. That would mean that we're having a pretty good season.
Yes, sir. Hey, Joe, it's all good to talk to you, brother. I'll see you soon, man.
All right, talk soon.
All right, bye now.
See you.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers. including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.